This episode is brought to you in partnership with Choose Chicago. Capture the excitement. Hey, we outside for real.
Literally.
Hey, summertime shy. This is probably as summertime shy as you can get.
You know, rooftopping it.
Rooftopping it at the crib.
Don't look at the street signs. Don't figure out where we live. Don't
do it. You can't see shit. They can't see shit. On that note, let's get it cracking outside, y'all. 77 flavors. Let's go.
This is the podcast where we visit all 77 of Chicago's historic neighborhoods and discuss their heritage and taste the amazing food.
And if you know anything about us, we love two things, food and Chicago. So I can't wait to burn this gas money.
You ready?
Let's get it.
This is the 77 Flavors of Chicago, the podcast.
Hey, yeah.
I feel like we haven't recorded in forever.
I feel like, we haven't, you know what I mean? But it's
been so busy.
it's been very busy for us, you know?
Yeah. How's your week going?
Man, it is good. The weather, nice.
What's your peak?
Shit, this weather. Honestly, being outside in this weather.
That's your peak?
Because the last time, it was windy, it was cold, rainy. It was so much shit going on. And now that we can actually be outside, enjoy the weather, nice blue skies behind us, y'all. The wind is blowing, the sun directly in our face.
I'm wearing sunglasses.
You know, I mean, it feels good. How's your week going?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah. My peak for this week is our plot of land at the Urban Growers Collective in Jackson Park.
Hey, let's get you a coin.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
I'm very, 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 very excited. Yeah. We kind of rented a pot of land for the season, and we just planted it today. So
very dope. Very dope.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure you've seen the video. It's out there. You know, we first 4K video I ever did.
You know?
4K 60, y'all. So we trying to level up the game. But it's really dope that you and Aaron coming through and actually... doing this. This is really dope.
It was so fun.
Yeah, y'all.
It was hot, but it was fun.
Yeah, it was. We definitely got to work out.
Yeah.
Your boy, I almost didn't do this podcast because I was like, I needed a nap. We ate.
Yeah, reset.
I did need a heavy reset.
It was a long day.
Yeah, it was a long day. You know what else was a really cool since the last time we spoke to our friends? We actually were a part of Chicago Humanity Festivals a couple weekends ago.
Right.
And we interviewed Chef Kwame Onwuachi. He was a guest contestant on Top Chef.
Correct.
And now he is a recurring judge on Top Chef.
Yep.
So we had the pleasure of interviewing him. He has a brand new book coming out, My America. Which is really dope. It was already number one on Amazon before it even released.
I believe by the time this episode comes out, the book is out.
Yeah. Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It comes out the 16th.
Yes, it will come out the 16th.
Oh, it's
17th.
Great.
17th.
The whatever.
Yeah, right.
Look that shit up. I don't know.
Make sure y'all go ahead and get that, man, and listen to the interview that will be posted on YouTube. We'll keep you updated on that. It's not up there yet, but that was really cool. That wasn't a highlight of this week, but since last time we talked to him.
Right.
Yeah. And y'all, pardon me. We are literally outside on our block.
So you're going to hear some cars, some horns.
Some sirens. Sirens going to be going on.
City sounds.
Yeah, city sounds. But it's been really fun, you know?
Yeah.
Very fun.
Right.
And here's a really cool thing. A lot of people ask about the first three episodes.
And, I know.
You know, where they're at.
Man, let that shit go.
Not to mute you.
Damn.
Yeah.
That was the Lord.
That was the Lord.
The Lord muted me.
No. Don't let it go. Here's the thing. Today's episode is one of the missing.
Right.
It's not quite the missing, but, you know, we said we redo them.
Yeah.
But I know y'all want to hear what those about. We got something planned. We only less than a month away from our 1 year birthday.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So June whatever.
Tenth.
Yep, there you go. June 10th is our 1 year. In my mind, June 23rd is our 1 year because that's the day that the Chicago Tribune article came out.
Man, look, shout out Nick Kindlesberger.
But it's not the 23rd. It's 3 weeks before that.
Yes.
Is our first birthday.
Yeah.
So we'll have a little special moment.
Yeah. We're gonna do something fun. We ain't thought of it, but we gonna do something.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, you know. Shout out to Tobo Chico.
Hey.
So we in Beverly. You ready to get back into it? Because here's the thing. Well, hold on. Let's get ready first. Okay. Let's get ready. Let's tune up, y'all.
Tune up.
Yeah. I'm tuned now.
Below our neighbors, I bet you they can hear us because their windows are open.
Yeah, that's
maybe we should whisper.
No, I'm not whispering.
It's an ASMR episode.
Look, no, we don't want that. I mean, we do. I mean, but we don't want no smoke, y'all. No.
Yeah.
So check it out. We back in Beverly, y'all.
Yeah.
And
if you haven't been here since the beginning, we are in Beverly.
Yeah.
You don't know that we were there.
Yeah, right. This don't look like Beverly, but we were there.
We were there.
We have proof, videos that we were there. It was a little too damn hot, you know.
It was.
We had to take a day. That heat was sweltering. You know, I don't
is
even
that
use
a word.
Word. That is sweltering.
That's a good word.
It is. It's a $10 word.
Sweltering.
$10 word.
It's like sweating and watering.
Yeah. And welting.
You swelting out of sweat.
Man, look. Let me tell you shit.
I like that. I'm into it.
Yeah. Sweltering. You into that sweltering?
Yeah.
Beverly, community area number 72. The first time around, we had our friend Kale's comic on here.
Yeah.
And, you know, shenanigans, okay?
Shenanigans.
And not that it was bad. Sarah don't like it. She don't like it. But, you know the glow up was real.
It was just not on brand.
Yes.
I would say it's a different brand, and we're not comfortable exposing that part of the brand.
Our brand changed overnight, and that was the issue. You know, the brand had to change overnight. And so that's why, you know, we are giving this another fair shake.
Man, I don't need to explain myself.
No, we don't. But here's the setup to it. Here's the setup. The setup is, you know, there were some things that were left out. You know what I mean?
A lot of things
that were left out. And I'm really excited to be back and talk about it. So without further ado, here we go. Yeah. Beverly, number 72. The boundaries are to the north, 87th Street. To the south, 107th Street. To the east, Beverly Avenue. To the west, we got Western California and the railroad tracks at Sacramento.
Oh.
Yeah, very cool. We didn't do that.
Do you say Sacramento or do you say Sacramento?
I think I just said Sacramento.
Yeah, but is that because that's not normally how you say it.
Right. I said Sacramento. Yeah, so there it is. That's the real
okay.
Sacramento. Ain't no T in it. It's just Minnow. Like Elemento. Sacramento P.
Stop. You know what's okay, I'm derailing for 5 seconds.
Okay.
Someone was like, what's your favorite part of the alphabet? And it can't be Elemento P.
I don't know. QRS seemed pretty
dope. QRS is pretty dope.
Yeah, QRS. And I said it because it's like KRS. The rep, you know?
Oh,
so,
okay. Well,
yeah, for me, I'm old. You
mine
know?
Is because I'm a Leo and my first letter initials in it.
That's kind of selfish. But I mean,
I mean, obviously, it's my favorite. Yeah, what do you mean? It's
Leo.
For me.
You're Leo. Sure.
Are you a Cancer?
Wow. Wow. Hold on.
Hey, you know,
damn.
Bruh.
Okay.
You know, calm down.
All right.
Shit. Sarah about to throw me off this roof, y'all. Over damn alphabet.
No.
Yeah, well, here, check it out. So, remember the first time we thought. You know, I don't want to go over what we said the derivative of Beverly's name came from, but here's the real reason Beverly got its name. It used to be called Beverly Hills in 1889, and it's believed that early resident Alice French advocated for the name after her childhood home. And now here's the thing. That's not been confirmed nor denied.
Okay.
Multiple sources that I looked up. It's up for debate how it got its name.
Okay.
Some people are thinking that it did come from Beverly Hills. Some people say it didn't
like
come from
Beverly Hills, California.
Like Beverly Hills, California. And a fun fact about Beverly Hills, California, it was founded in 1907.
Oh.
This was started in 1889.
Oh.
So,
okay.
I don't know who to believe.
Whose name?
But nobody knows. Even the city of Chicago can't pinpoint it because according to the Chicago History Museum, they don't know either. It's up for debate. Now, here's a really cool thing. Yeah, here's some really cool facts that you need to know. The area is located in the highest elevation of Chicago, and that's where the word hills came from, of Beverly.
That makes sense. It's like the only area that has hills.
Yes. And so now, this area is called North Blue Island Ridge. And here's the fun fact about North Blue Island Ridge. Mm. This was a prehistorical glacier ridge that was once an island in a lake, and It is the highest point in Chicago, like I said. And the highest point in Chicago above Lake Michigan is nearly 100 feet. And so that's why the term hills came. That part is true. Yeah, that part is true.
What does 100 feet look like?
Not a lot when you think about it. I think we are probably 100 feet off the ground right now.
Oh, that's not a lot.
Yeah, we are probably 100 feet off the ground. When you think about that, that's not even... No, we're not. We can't be 100 feet off the ground.
I don't know.
Yeah, we can't be 100 feet off the ground. God,
is that a lot?
I feel like it's a lot. We probably... I mean, this is...
What, how many?
We're on second story? 10 feet, typically.
I'm like 5.5 feet.
No. 10 feet, typically, is a store, is a floor, right? So we're on the second floor, so we're at least 20 feet. God, dog, I was way off.
Way off.
Yeah, way the hell off. Normally, so about a 10-story building is where, you know, the height is. So,
oh.
Yeah, fun fact. Now, here's some more pretty cool fact. There's a lot of cool stuff, and I'm glad that we've given this another shake. Y'all, just bear with us, man. That was just the first little bit. The first settler in the area was DeWitt Lane in 1834. He's the first settler there. And in 1874, the area was part of Washington Heights, which is community area number 73. And we talked about this on Washington Heights episode.
Yeah. Wait, what number community area?
72. We're in 72. And it was a settlement. It was three settlements. Settlements at Longwood around 95th, mm-hmm. Walden around 99th, and Tracy around 103rd. Mm-hmm. Now, in 1886, real estate developer Robert Givens constructed a limestone castle at 103rd Longwood Drive in the Tracy subdivision. Now, here's the thing about that literal castle, y'all. Like, I know you see
literal
the picture.
Literal castle.
Yeah, it's a literal castle, and it's at 1024.
If you don't see the picture, go to our Instagram.
Yeah, it'll be there because I took a very nice picture. 10244 South Longwood Drive is where you can go see it. It resembles an Irish castle, an actual Irish castle, and it was built in, since 1942. It was the home, it's been the home of the Beverly Unitarian Church. That's what it currently is right now. But he built that to impress his lady that he was trying to get with. Yeah, baby, I do love you. I don't see a castle.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, right. I don't see a castle. Hey, not even a fucking sand castle.
Yes, why? Slow down.
Maybe a clay Lego castle. Sarah,
hey, look, Sarah said, she said, what you going to build for me?
Love.
What she said, what you going to build for me? I said, I'm going to build a better life for us. That's
okay, all right.
Give me a point.
you'll get a point for that. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
Anyone listening could also build me a better life.
No, wait, subscribe. Slow down. Oh,
no. Okay. Not like that. By
smoke almost happened, y'all.
No, by subscribing, rating, and sending this episode to someone you love today or hate.
Clean
or
that
feel
up real
neutral
nice.
About.
You clean that up.
No, I'm not. That was my original intention. I'm not trying to date none of these people.
Okay, all right. Well, anyway, back to old boy who built castles. So now he built that in the Tracy subdivision, right? But the surrounding areas didn't do anything. Okay, they didn't grow, they didn't get better, they didn't do nothing. Changed with the surrounding areas, like no residents for decades came through.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Except there was one guy who did build north of 95th. And this is where it gets really cool. W.M.R. French was the first. He was the guy that built his neighborhoods and things above 95th. But who is he? He's the first director of the Art Institute.
Wow.
Yes. He built homes north of 95th along,
what year was this?
Along Pleasant Avenue in 1890s. But he became the first director of the Art Institute. And shout out to our girl, Erin, your girl, Erin. And she works for the Art Institute.
She
so.
Does. Well, don't tell people that. They're going to be Googling
well,
that
too
shit.
Late now. Here we go. Too late. Sorry about that.
Do you
that.
Want her last name?
No. So here, it gets even better.
I have her maiden name too. And
stop
the name
it,
of her
stop
dog.
It,
if
stop
you
it. Here
bastards.
We go. One more. Some more information. One instructor that worked at the Art Institute, since we're on that topic, John H. Vanderpool, lived in Beverly, okay? Mm. He taught at Art Institute, the School of Art Institute, from 1880 to 1910, and he has the Vanderpool Memorial Art Gallery housed at Ridge Park Fieldhouse, which is in Beverly, and that's where we were going to go, but it was very hot outside. Very hot outside, and it got dark. Now, yeah. One more thing about this little Art Institute guy and that teacher and all this. One of his students. Do y'all know who one of his students was? Take a guess.
I guess a gander. Someone that lived in Chicago that did art?
Yes. And if you don't know, now you're about to know. I'll tell you. I'll tell you. Georgia O'Keeffe.
Oh, no way.
Georgia O'Keeffe started training in 1905 and said that John Vanderpool was one of the best teachers she ever had. She started her art life right here. That's at Art crazy. Institute, 1905, at School of Art Institute of Chicago.
How old is the Art Institute?
Very old, apparently. Did you know the Art Institute
helped? It can't be older than 1891.
Anyway, the Art Institute also helped World's Fair fund part of the World's Fair. Wow. So, yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool. Back to it, though. Back to some history. So we were in the timeline. We were talking about 1886. I'm going to jump back for a little second here. 1852, the Rock Island Railroad and Panhandle lines were built. And those are trains, train services. But they didn't offer commuter service. So, you know, we were talking 1886, that they couldn't get any residents in the place. Well, that's because you had trains that didn't carry people. Right. You know what I mean? you know what I mean? Like, who does that?
Infrastructure is what gets people there.
It really does get people there. So jump forward in the timeline again. 1889, the railroads were reconfigured to have stops at 91st, 95th, 99th, 103rd, and 107th. And this is what started population. Mm-hmm. But those railroad tracks also separated itself from Washington Heights, and that's when the area became known as Beverly. Today, if you go down through there today, you can easily see from the Givens Castle the train tracks, and you can see that they do have several stops almost a couple blocks away from each other, and it's used by Metro right now. So really cool that that happened. Now, in 1889, the very next year, that's when it was annexed to Chicago. So really cool to see. Yeah, really cool to see how, you know, they kind of separated, did their own thing from Washington Heights and became their own community area, which is crazy that their community area number 72 and Washington Heights came before them technically. And Washington Heights is 73. I don't know how they do the numbers, but hey, man, that's how the cookie crumbles. Here's some more stuff. So now that it's part of Chicago, it's actually booming. It's starting to get busy.
Super busy.
Yeah, you know, obviously you got infrastructure, like you said now. And it was a lot of theater that was happening around there. And business came in. It was a place of high-class living, so to say.
It's like mansions.
Yeah,
tell them about it. And just like all of the entire neighborhood is greenery, trees, hills, and on top of the hills are mansions.
Yeah.
And when I say mansions, like, don't think of like Linkin Park mansions. Think of huge, like castles. A family doesn't need that.
Yeah, I mean, you know what shit. I mean? That was opulence. I mean, that's
right. And it's so there's one house out there that has a garden with like metal sculptures outside.
Yeah,
multiple.
Yeah, I was gonna say not just one, y'all.
Metal sculptures outside the garden.
Yes,
and it's on top of a hill. It's like one of the most beautiful neighborhoods that we've been in aesthetically in terms of greenery and nature, and it's just like trees are everywhere. There's trails, and
I'd argue to say that it's probably the most beautiful neighborhood community in Chicago. And not to take away from anything, but just the look of it. You know what I mean? Like,
all 76 are sitting there. Yeah, all 76. Like, mean?
Damn. Yeah. You know, like that. You really wilding for that one. But you know, not to say, it just aesthetically, it just looks good. You know what I mean?
If you're into like greenery and nature, it's very beautiful.
You know, got hills. It does have the hills and shit like that. So it's
different.
Yeah, it really is different.
The cornfields.
Yes, really.
That some of you are probably living in.
Stop.
Right now.
I'm just saying.
I see where the listeners come from.
You say we got demography. We got the notes.
Some
we got the
of you
analytics.
Middle of bumfuck nowhere.
Yeah, hey, we'll save you a spot here in Chicago. Yeah. There's plenty of room for you.
If you like where you are, stay.
Shout out to Chicago, which sidebar, we just read was in the top 10 list on Penske moving trucks as places where people were moving to. So all this narrative about people moving out, according to Penske, we cracked the top 10 for the first time in like 10 years. So
I personally don't like crowded places, so I'm not usually mad when people are like, we want to,
you know, I'm all about Chicago being in the top 10 of good things,
but maybe it's better when it's less crowded.
Look, I
you know
look,
what I mean?
Again, my ego, my Chicago ego won't let me have that one. Anyway.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's better.
Yeah, well, it might be, but for some people. For 1940 to 1960, population, like I was telling you, it boomed. Check it out. It went from 16,000 people to 25,000 people. Unreal. Yeah, another. Yeah. So, again, look what infrastructure will do to you, you know? Now, here's another wild thing, okay? Here's another wild thing. they didn't have their own public library until 1981.
No way.
I kid you not. There was no public library.
Do you need to be educated if you're already rich?
I mean, you need to learn some how to keep your money.
No, you hired someone for that.
you said, just let it
some
be.
Some argue that education, the purpose of education is to make money.
Let it be, huh?
No, I'm just joking. I support education. All right, relax.
So check it out. This area is racially integrated. And here's why I say that. It's because if you remember back to the Washington Heights episode, and Ashburn and that kind of area, how we were talking about how really tell the two different things. In Ashburn, you know, it did kind of hurt, you know, a little bit, you know. Yeah. In Washington Heights, it really didn't have any effect. The same situation happened here in Beverly. So if you look at, if you go through Beverly, it does look a little higher class. You know, Jackson Park was the other thing that we were talking about last couple episodes. It does look a lot, it looks different, you know what I'm saying? So, racially, they tried to block black people out and scare white people into moving away, you know, and which caused white flight. We've talked about this a bunch of times.
Probably like 55 times.
Yeah. but it didn't have that negative effect. You know, blacks and whites still lived in the area, and it still was a strong middle class, you know, area for people to live in. Now, here's a really cool thing. In 1971, the Beverly Area Planning Association was reorganized to address the concerns of blockbusting by real estate brokers. Now, this is what I just said. So, yeah. Blockbusting, if y'all don't know what it is, if you're just tuning in, that is the tactics that these agents use to scare white people to get them out of there. So it necessarily wasn't white people that were like, you know, we want to leave. Blacks coming in, not in this area at least. It was the real estate that was like, yo, telling them, hey, no, we trying to keep the price right here.
The value
right
here.
And those people, you know, blacks and whites were like, look, nah, we good right here. You know, everything is good. Y'all take that mess somewhere else. So the BAPA, as they were. Yeah, BAPA. BAPA.
What?
Beverly Area Planning Association.
Wow, is it still called that?
I think so.
I think they refer to themselves as BAPA because BAPA is disrespectful. BAPA. Sorry,
BAPA.
If you introduce yourself as BAPA, I'm not respecting you. What is that? A child's game?
Hit the BAPA up when you are a child's game. So long story short with that, if you go there, it is a strong middle class, black and white, and we were walking through there. Really cool to see because in the food part of it, we'll talk about it, but I have a very strong connection to Beverly, and it didn't look like that. it didn't look like how it is now. Obviously, it's very integrated, which is a great thing. But it's just crazy how times have changed, and it's really beautiful to see. I mean, I don't want to get that lost in translation. It's really nice to see.
Right.
I just say it plainly, man. You didn't see white folks out here, you know, like in that strong of a presence. You know, walk around and. You didn't see that, you know, and it was a lot of black folks like that, still middle class, strong middle class, very, very good positioning, you know what I mean? But you didn't see a lot of whites, so it's really cool to see whites actually come into the South Side. Now, you know, hopefully, you know, things get better, and I don't want to dabble on that too much, but it's really cool to see, you know, it's really cool to see that happening. That's really the facts. Now, here, I want to get one more bit of facts for the Blue Island Ridge, which is a really cool spot. I think everybody should go there. It is comprised of Beverly, Morgan Park, Mount Greenwood, Washington Heights, and the city of Blue Island. So if you want to go to the highest point in Chicago, just look up Blue Island Ridge. GPS will take you right there because it is not necessarily recognized as a historical spot, but it's recognized. And you can Google it, and you can go right to it. That is the
your paper flip.
That's my paper flip. That is the the history. It's really cool. I'm glad
that
we had
really cool history.
I'm glad we had another chance to go around because, like, yeah. I feel like I did. Yeah, I take ownership for that. And the funny thing is, you remember when we were like, "Oh yeah, we'll do this." I already got the notes on it. I didn't have notes because the first three episodes, I was actually going off the top of my head. Fun fact.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, I was going off the top of my head, and I looked up some things, but a lot of it was memory, and we had our computers right there to kind of check things.
No, this is so much better. That's why I feel like one, we were, I know some of you think we're disrespectful right now, but we were 1,000 times worse.
She said, "I know y'all think we."
Dario said,
"No, don't say it. Just it's all good."
A bunch of things. I said some things that I'm not necessarily. I cussed a lot. Let's say that.
To say the least.
Wow, relax. No. So did you.
And she is the petty queen.
And so it just feels like we are not.
Much better.
Yeah, we've, believe it or not, this is the better. Improved product.
This is where I'm glad y'all caught us at this point. Mm-hmm. Because we're doing the right thing right now.
Do you think next year, or by the end of this year, we'll look back at this and be like, what the
wow,
hell?
Wow, we was trash then. We was trash then.
It's garbage. None,
well, let's just get better. Oh, wait a minute. Speaking of which, you know, we do have a new website. I mean, a link up where you can actually go and visit all these places that we have talked about. So if you're listening to the podcast right now, you can go to our website, Be Positive, the letter B, Positive, Pride, P-R-O-D.
For production.
Yep, for production. .com / 77 Flavor Shy. You can actually go, as soon as you go to the page, the link will pop up, and there's a map of all the restaurants and historical places. So if you want to follow along with
this. Yeah, it's like an interactive map.
Very interactive, really cool. Got some fun facts on this stuff that is not listed on the map. We actually have on the map with some notes on there so that you can know what you're getting into. And also, we plan on doing scavenger hunts in the city. So we'll have a marker where we do certain things like that. So stay tuned for that. I'm really happy that it's, you know, summertime.
Right.
I feel like you should get out. Go outside,
1,000%.
You know, we've been stuck in the house for damn near 2.5 years.
Yeah.
So go outside, find some places, eat what we have eaten, and support these businesses. Have some fun in Chicago. Tell us what you think.
Right. And it's like a really, you'll see our little van. It's not our van. It's our logo van.
It's the logo van, yeah.
Traveling around the map in the different spots. And the 77 for the historical locations.
Yeah.
It's a really cool map. And I think you'll learn a lot.
Yes.
And if you don't remember the website, which will be in the description of this episode, you can also, if you follow us on Instagram, great. If you don't follow us on Instagram, go follow us. Yeah. And it's in the link in
what
our bio.
What are you doing?
Yeah, what are you
what
doing?
What are you doing?
And I know not all of you follow us because I see the numbers. But that's fine. This is
numbers every
it's
day.
Relevant.
Gee, hey, you said I'm pulling the receipts. I'm pulling the receipts on everybody. I'm pulling geographical receipts. I'm pulling the follow receipts. Sarah's on it today.
A little bit.
Yeah.
It's the heat. I just.
It is the heat. The sun is going down.
I'm sorry, guys. We're good. I didn't mean to.
First time on the roof. What? Neighbors probably like, what the fuck?
What is going on?
Anyway, we ate. We ate, and oh my goodness, I can't wait to talk about this one.
Yeah, let's take a little quick break.
Yeah, yeah.
And be right back with
For those on anything, listening on anything other than,
Spotify, enjoy
no break.
3 second pause.
Not even.
Not even.
We'll be right
back. Twice. This portion of the episode is brought to you in collaboration with Choose Chicago, where we out here capturing excitement in Chicago summer.
Hey,
you know,
I like that. I like that.
Yeah,
we out here capturing Chicago excitement
in the heat.
In the heat. Yeah,
I'm so excited for this to be summer.
Man, look,
you guys, my mom's coming to visit for like a month from Jordan.
Hey,
and this is the first time she's visited during the summer.
Was she here last year during the summer?
No, she came in October.
And it was cold as hell.
It was cold as hell.
Yeah.
Like one warm day.
This is her first summertime shot?
Yeah.
Oh, it's about to be lit.
Yeah. I think she's in her entire life, she's been to Chicago in the summer maybe like once or twice.
Wow,
well,
like get drunk.
Years ago. My mom doesn't drink.
I know she does.
But okay. Good luck with that. Maybe she'll have a glass of wine and then be tipsy and fall asleep.
I'm about to say, get her some of that meat. It's over. Your mama's small too. See?
Yeah, she's like 5'2", 118 pounds.
Gotta hit her strong. Yeah. Mike Tyson uppercut.
And for those of you just heard the description of my mom looking at me, my dad was 6'3", like 300 pounds, so relax.
You're dead.
That's why I'm like 5'6". 5'5"?
You're not 5'6". I'm not 5'6".
Yeah, 5'6". Weight is irrelevant. All right. You don't need to know that. Mind your business. That's how much I weigh, okay? You know, this COVID.
She said,
you should have caught me before COVID. I was just COVID. Out here.
She said, call me before COVID. I did. I called you before
COVID. Wow. So you're saying
this? No. Look.
This dude's saying now post COVID.
Stop it.
It's only the 15 or 20 pounds, y'all. Okay? And now I'm out here dancing. Trying to.
Shaking a booty in dance studios out here. All right, anyway.
Anyway. I'm glad we did this at the to Chicago portion of the episode because they're paying us to say this. No. Anyway, a reason why I gained weight is places like where we went to eat today.
Yeah.
We went to Top Notch Beef Burgers.
Ooh, my goodness, y'all.
And if you have not heard of Top Notch, I'm sorry? No, I'm just joking. I'm joking. It's been around for like 80 years. Mm. This is, you know, the first time around we went to Nikki's in Beverly.
Yeah.
And that was phenomenal.
Shout out to Nikki's in Beverly.
Yeah,
we don't want to know the episode not up, but shout out to them. And they had really good food. The vibe was dope.
That was dope. Nikki's in Beverly is, it's built in like little shipping containers.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really cool spot.
Yeah.
If you want to check it out. I think it's on the map. Western,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, it's on the map too, so you can find it.
But today we went to Top Notch Beef Burgers.
Mm.
And it's been around for 80 years. And the location where they're at right now, they've been there since 1952.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe the recipe has been like the same since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
Food and Wine mentioned it as one of the Illinois' best burger.
Yeah.
Time Out Chicago has mentioned it as Chicago's best burger. It was featured on Check Please.
Yeah.
Multiple notable people have come through and tried it out. Some top chef winners said it was their favorite burger in the city.
Yeah.
So it's not, you know, something that's slept on necessarily, but if you haven't heard of it, because it's been around for so long and there's so much to do within the city.
Yeah.
Sometimes these places kind of like get a little, I don't know,
a little lost. And let me tell you, you know, me.
Share your story.
Tell us. So y'all, this was a childhood place of mine that I used to go to. It's been about 26 years since I've been, you know, I remember, me and my family, we used to go there, and have, you know, that was our splurge. We done been to Top Notch so many different times. When going back in there, I walk in, I was like, holy cow, this is what it used to look like. And like, everything seems so small because I'm such a bigger person now. And it was really cool. I sent pictures to my sisters and Deanna, my sister, she goes, is this real? Because we haven't been there so long, and we used to go there all the time.
That's crazy.
So she was like in shock. She thought I photoshopped the picture and just sent it to her. It was like,
wow.
And so I told her, I was like, no, it's very real. I'm sitting right here. My other sister, she pops in. She go, what? And she just asked me, is the recipe still the same? I said, it is smacking. It is still the same top notch. So man, I told you, you and your sister, I said, look, this was of all the places in Chicago that we done been to. This is the one that brought back pretty much every childhood memory, you know what I mean, that I could think of, man, like the most memorable one. So dope to be back. 26 years later, man, as an adult doing a podcast and I could feature them on the podcast.
That's crazy.
They don't need me, but you know what I mean? Like, it's really cool.
It's like for you. It's for like me, a cool thing.
Yeah, it's really cool. We wanted to do this the first time around, you know, not to take anything away from Nikki's because it's fantastic, but they were closed. You know, this was closed. So, man. Throwback for me. Yeah. This was fantastic.
Yeah, I also believe that the furniture hasn't been changed since maybe the 80s. It's still the like sticky.
I can confirm.
That shit's still the same.
Yeah, it's just still the same.
But it's like walking again. It's like a time warp. Mm-hmm. If I'm being honest, it's very like diner vibes.
Yeah,
it was really cool.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, I mean. It was packed when we got there,
and
they were about to close in like an hour from when we got there, and people were still walking in, which is really dope.
Again, so now here's the other thing I said, and this is again just how I was thinking, y'all. Like back when I was going, it wasn't, you know, you didn't see in this part of town a lot of white folks, you know, right. in there. And it was just so cool to see how it has changed over the time, man. Like it's a culture shock, and it's a culture right. shock because of what I remembered as 26 years ago, seeing it was colorful in there. It was dope, man. Like, you know, yeah. like to see. Most importantly, the food didn't change.
Right.
So,
right.
so it's, they've grown, and they gonna last another 80 years. I promise you that.
Yeah, yeah. I think unless they intentionally close, they're yeah. probably gonna be there for a while.
Y'all go ahead and take a shot, by the way. You Topo Chico's hitting your boy. I held it in real nice.
Wow.
I backed away from wow. the mic.
If this is your first episode of listening, anytime Dario burps on the podcast, you could take a shot.
Yeah, take a shot. That's for y'all.
If you are over 21, drink responsibly. Because that's shit. Don't be suing us.
Ain't nobody.
No, you know how they always you always say drink responsibly.
Yeah, shit. Look, drink responsibly. Shit. But don't drink it all if you don't have to. So.
Yeah. Let's talk about what we had.
Let's talk about it.
We tried a couple different things. Dario, of course, tried two of the same things.
No, they're different. Yeah, they're very okay. different.
All right.
They're very different.
I really ventured out, I feel like, out of my comfort zone. And I tried the beef au jus.
Yes.
Which is basically an Italian beef. Okay. Yes. And it comes with a dipping sauce.
Mm.
Again, I don't okay. I don't want to hear it. I'm not a huge fan of soggy beef in soggy bread. That's just me. All right. That's just my preference as a person. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm not shitting on it. I'm just saying I will eat it. But hey. If I don't have to,
that's what she said.
If I don't have to, I'm not ordering an Italian beef. That's I thought, let's try this, see how they do it, what they do it different. I like the flavors.
Yeah.
The texture, again, not my thing.
Mm-hmm.
I
loved it.
I know you did.
Yeah, man, look, I loved it. That was the first time I ever had that, you know, there. Yeah. But it was really good.
It was good.
Yeah. You know what made it good? It was almost like... And here, follow me, y'all. It was almost so basic that that's what's made it good. You know
I
what I mean? Because like, it was so basic that it stood out differently.
You know,
and like, I don't want to send y'all off and be like, yo, this is the world's greatest Italian beef sandwich, au jus sandwich.
No, it's.
I mean, but it's not bad, not one bit. But it's so basic. You would look at it, you'd be like, man, this what the
and
hell is
shit
this?
On the sandwich, on this. But like, except for me.
You dip it and it's.
Flavorful
it's
as hell.
It's really good. Yeah. It's really good.
It's super flavorful. I would say a lot of the things that we tried are super basic in terms of like what's on them. Like
yeah.
they're not serving you like duck liver pate.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah, you ain't getting that.
No, you know that's not what it is. But it's the flavors are there. The next thing I ordered was the.
Didn't you get the Italian roast beef?
I did get the roast beef. I was looking for the name of the sandwich.
Yeah. Cool.
I got the corned beef.
Corned beef, there it is.
Was it corned beef?
It was something.
I don't know. It was definitely a corned beef sauerkraut sandwich,
mm-hmm.
Which was very, served on rye bread, which is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
It was very, very, very good.
I didn't have a bite of that, but it looked good.
We have leftovers, so you can have if you want. It was really, really good. Again, super simple. Like, nothing crazy about it, but the flavors were there.
Fantastic.
I absolutely loved it. I also ordered a quarter pound burger with cheese.
You said one-fourth burger.
First of all, I said one-fourth pound.
One-fourth pound.
I don't know why I keep forgetting what a quarter is.
You said one-fourth pound. Okay. Even your sister was like, who says that?
I don't know. Sometimes I forget what a quarter is.
but they're known for their burgers.
Yeah,
y'all.
That burger was incredible. First of all, I appreciate that it does not come with condiments on it. Yeah. All the condiments are served on the side.
A lot of them.
You can add them as you please.
This truck is trying to take me time.
Yeah. All right, Wells Trucking Company.
Wow, phone number is 312.
No, I'm sorry. but no, the burger was extreme. Like, it was done very well.
Yeah.
I loved like the fact that the condiments came on the side. Even the mayonnaise came in like a little cup.
Mm-hmm.
The ketchup and mustard on the table. All of the toppings are on the side, but the beef patty was cooked perfectly. It was like so super juicy.
Mm-hmm.
Relax.
That's what she said.
super juicy, y'all. Relax.
The fries were those fries that are like crunchy on the outside mm-hmm. and soft on the inside. Mm-hmm. Literally my favorite.
Yep.
Yeah, I ate the whole burger. Yeah. I ate a bite of the other two sandwiches, but I ate the entire burger.
Yeah, y'all. So I had, I had the 3/4 pound. let me tell y'all.
Okay.
So you look, tell them. Y'all, I can eat a lot of food. I can eat a lot. But this one has your boy stuff.
You eat a lot of beef.
You look at you struggling.
You consume a lot of beef.
You tried it.
I was trying to think, do I want to go with beef or meat?
Yeah, yeah. but I usually can put all that back. If it's a burger.
Sure can.
I can usually do it. This time, it came down to the wire on your boy. Yeah. I couldn't do it. That is
it was
one
a
of the,
lot.
That was one of the largest burgers I've had. That one and the one from Richard's Ice Cream.
Yeah.
Those two burgers.
No, but Richard's Ice Cream was a lot of like lettuce.
Yeah.
It was a third
bread.
This one was three just patties of meat that did not fit the bun. Like
it did.
It was an enormous excess of meat on the outside. I would not order that.
Yeah, y'all.
I think a quarter pound is perfectly fine.
Would I do it again? Probably not. That thing was but it kept its flavor. Excuse me.
Take a shot, y'all.
Take a shot, y'all. but this Topo Chico is hit different, I tell you. It was very good, y'all. It was very good.
Yeah.
They're known for their burgers.
Feel like it transported you back to your childhood?
Oh, my goodness. I remember that being the best burger I have ever had. And I said it again. Y'all. I haven't had all the burgers, but I can vouch. At this burger, I'll say this.
Better than that one place that everyone likes.
I'll say this.
That rhymes with
what?
Babal.
Oh, babal. Hey, look, I like that burger, but that burger is not.
The burger we just had was like $8 with fries.
Yeah, so. Look, that other burger, it rhymed with what Sarah said. Ain't the best, but I tell you that much. But this one is a perfect 10 out of 10. It is a perfect 10 out of 10,
actually,
y'all.
Actually, just to stand corrected. So I got the deluxe burger with fries and a quarter pounder with cheese is $10.53.
Perfect 10.
Half a pound with cheese is $14.90 and without cheese is $13. I think cheese is like a dollar extra.
Dollars and change.
Yeah. And then what Dario got, which is the Super King size,
$20,
was $17.94 with cheese.
And let me tell you,
unnecessary.
The fact that I struggled through it means it's worth every penny. It's worth every penny. Okay, you hear me? Every penny. Okay.
You know what we forgot?
What?
The mozzarella sticks.
No. I'm gonna get to it. Hold on. Okay. I'm gonna get to it. Okay. Mozzarella sticks.
Well. Okay.
The mozzarella sticks. I don't want to spend too much time on. They were fire.
You don't want to spend too much time on.
Nope, because they had they were very elastic. The cheese was elastic.
Wow.
Or whatever, stretchy.
Okay, I would say it does not taste like a mozzarella stick that came out of the freezer.
It doesn't.
I promise you that.
It doesn't.
It's also extremely
crunchy.
Seasoned.
Yes.
Seasoned very well. Not extremely. Let's paddle back. It's seasoned very well.
Paddle back.
Because sometimes the crunch on the outside is just breading.
Yeah.
This is actually seasoned breading. And of course, again, the mozzarella is super stretchy. And the marinara sauce that it came with. I'm not a fan of like dipping marinara sauce.
I loved it.
But that one
How
was
are you not a
really
fan
good.
Of dipping marinara sauce? That's
I don't know.
What
I just
get.
Like, I just like, if the marinara sauce isn't good, I feel like I'm eating hot ketchup. So
what?
It has to be good marinara
it don't
for
taste
me to
like
be
nothing. Like hot ketchup.
No, the one we had there doesn't.
Yeah,
but usually.
Really?
Yes, it tastes like hot ketchup. Like if you get the marinara sauce with like a Pizza Hut box, that shit is hot ketchup. I promise.
No. No, I
promise. Somebody diced a little cherry tomato, toss it in there, and then heated up ketchup in the
microwave.
A little
cherry tomato.
Okay. All right. Pizza Hut, release your marinara recipe. That shit sure as fuck tastes like ketchup.
She coming for the recipe, y'all.
What's wrong with you today? Prove me wrong.
You different today.
No, this is Saturday every day.
Okay. So the other thing that I had, the last thing that I had, was the patty melt. And now the reason why I had the patty melt is because that, again, that was a childhood.
What is a patty melt, Dario?
Patty melt is like how you would describe what a difference is between a taco and a burrito.
Different bread.
Different bread.
Same innards.
So, yeah, y'all know what a patty melt is. It's melted with cheese and onion primarily on it. And toasted
did your burger,
bread.
Did your burger have onions and cheese on it? That's crazy.
It didn't have lettuce, I'll tell you that much. So it's different. Or tomato. So it is different. So that was good, y'all. And that was, again, a childhood thing that I used to have. And it was fantastic. One of the best. Between the burger and the patty melt, it's really hard to say who was better.
I think the burger was incredible.
To me, at the end of the day, right, it's a burger. Yeah. You know what I mean? But, like, because the burger and, hold on, and this stuff comes out fast as hell. We probably waited 15 minutes. And I feel I feel like that's a stretch. But we ordered the food. We always order a lot of food. And that shit came out fast as hell. Mm-hmm. I do remember that as a kid. I didn't have to pay for shit. So I wasn't too concerned about how fast shit came out. You know, I take what I can get. Now that I'm a paying civilian, time is everything, y'all. And that was one of the most timely places that we've ever eaten.
Yeah, it was really, really good.
The
service was, like, impeccable.
The waitress, she was fantastic. The guy taking the payment.
The water. The checkout guy was funny.
I offered to trade my camera for the
price. And he knew what camera Dario had, and he was like, it's actually a better deal.
He was like, I'll take it. I'll take it.
I forgot to mention, I had a chocolate shake.
That's what I forgot. That's old school.
With my burger.
Yeah, that's old school, too.
It was so good. I believe it's a Nesquik shake. Just because Nesquik has such a distinct flavor, and I really think it's a Nesquik shake. It's just a plain chocolate shake, but it literally looked like it was chocolate ice cream in a cup, and then it was just...
What's cool is it holds true to what we said earlier. This stuff is basic, right? It's basic. But it is the best basic that you can ever get.
It's not... Basic is not...
Disrespect it, but you know what I'm saying?
Not
it's
being
like
negative here.
You know, it's just... They don't try too hard. They don't try too hard. They stay within their lane, but they do it damn well.
This is what I always say. You learn one thing, and then you do it exceptionally well, and then you just stick with it.
That's it. And they do...
But, like, also be creative and, you know, do what
you want. Yeah, if you could do that and keep it, you know, not doing too much. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you'd be like, this shit, what's going on here? But, like, this burger was... They tell you up front, we're going to get you a burger. It's going to be the best damn burger you ever eat.
Yep.
We're going to get you patty melt. Best damn patty melt you ever drank. Chocolate shake. You good over there, boss?
Yeah, I just inhaled my own saliva. And a moment of excitement, y'all.
People in the streets looking at us. He's made his versa over here.
Versa.
Okay, sorry.
Should I read off his license plate?
No, sorry for the Versa driver.
6'7".
Stop it.
Hey. Space B.
That's not the one.
No, it's not even it. There's no car. It's gone. I'm just making that shit up. Can I tell you, now that I don't have that license plate anymore, my favorite license plate ever, the number was BD6957. BD69 was the first four of six numbers on that license plate. The day they took it, I was so sad.
Glad that shit gone. Anyway, this was so fun to be back in Beverly for multiple reasons. But again, man, I'm so glad that we had the chance to eat at Top Notch, retell this history. And
I feel like you could go for a hike in Beverly, or even in, like, if you want to stop by Washington Heights, you can go for a hike in Beverly and then stop by Top Notch. They're open till 8 p.m. Grab some food and grab a little shit chocolate shake.
A shit chocolate shake.
Chocolate shake. Did I say shit?
You did. You said.
I think I started to say shake and then I went back to say chocolate shake.
Where did shit come in?
It came out as chocolate shake.
Okay. It's good. It's good. Overall, look, I told you. It's 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. Easy.
It was really good. Well, on that note, y'all be blessed. If you liked this episode, send it to someone you like. Rate us. Subscribe. I know you don't listen to this last part, and I know the few of you that do because you do do DM us. If you like this episode, send it to someone you like. Subscribe. Rate us. You know, go to check out the interactive map. If you didn't like this episode, stick out your ass in the summer outside. It's warm. There's no reason for you to be this upset. And also, you listen this far. That's some hater ass energy. Okay? That is, go see somebody about that. All right? Okay. And we'll see you next Monday.
Okay, y'all.
Or Wednesday. Who even fucking knows at this point?
We just do what we want to do.
Go capture some excitement, y'all.
Bye, y'all. Damn.
7 for listening to this episode of 77 Flavors of Chicago. We look forward to having you again next Monday, so make sure you look out for us on any platform where you can listen to a podcast. Make sure you rate, subscribe, and do all the things, and we'll see you next Monday.